It's now my great pleasure to introduce the Chief Executive of Welcome to Yorkshire, Sir Gary Verity.
Thank you very much indeed, Peter. Good morning, everybody. It's just fantastic to be here in Bradford. Bradford is a city with a proud cycling heritage, which we'll hear more about this morning. And of course, it's also worth noting that Bradford is actually twinned with Roubaix, which is another city with a great cycling heritage, sir.
Thank you, sir.
It's okay. Can we welcome everybody who's made the effort to turn out today? I think there's a couple of hundred cyclists cycling around outside, so I think we should give them a round of applause. Hopefully they'll hear it. Welcome everybody who's made a special effort to attend today, all members of the public, the media who have turned out in large numbers, the local authorities from the starts and finishes, who are about to find out which indeed they are, whether they're a start or a finish. Particular interest from certain people in the room I know around that. So we've people here from Bridlington, Scarborough, Tadcaster, Harrogate, Fox Valley in Sheffield, and of course Bradford. We'd like to welcome a number of the city's MPs who have turned up, and former MPs as well. Where have you gone, Jerry? Oh, he's at the back. There's a seat for you there. And obviously many of our friends from local authorities, specifically Bradford obviously, but around the whole of Yorkshire. We're also joined by some of our colleagues from the police. We're very grateful for their attendance and for their continued support, and without their help and support, these races simply would not happen. So thank you for that. And many children have joined us as well from starts and finishes along the route announcements today, and you'll meet those as this morning's proceedings go along. We have a number of our sponsors as well who have turned up. We'd like to welcome representatives from Le Coq Sportif, who are here from Yorkshire Bank, who have done great work for cycling in the county, as you know, with not just their sponsorship around this race, but also with bike libraries. And I'm really proud to say that because of the efforts of Yorkshire Bank and many other people as well, last year 22,000 children got to ride a bike in Yorkshire who otherwise wouldn't have done so, and I think that's an absolutely stunning piece of legacy. And also Symington's as well, but our friends from Symington's are here again. Thank you for your continued support. And a big thank you to our friends at the Impressions Gallery here in Bradford. I'm sure you'll agree this is a stunning venue, and we'd like to thank you for hosting us today. And to colleagues at Bradford Council for all of their efforts getting us onto the start line, quite literally today. The start line, which you'll see shortly on one of the stages, will be right outside where you're sitting now. So we're really, really pleased about that. And to everybody who's put on the entertainment in City Park and to provide the refreshments and everything else, we thank you very much indeed. This is starting to sound like a Bradley Wiggins speech right now, I'm going to mention the rapid. And hopefully this is the start of many things you'll see us doing collaboratively with our friends in Bradford. We think this is a great city, and we look forward to doing a lot more work, not just around cycling in Bradford. We have many of the legends of cycling here today, and I'd like to introduce some of them to you now. As I said, Bradford has a proud cycling heritage. We're joined, first of all, by Ken Russell. Ken, who won the Tour of Britain in 1952. So that's a fantastic. As well as some of Yorkshire's other cycling greats, Brian Robinson, the first Brit to win a stage in the Tour de France. Malcolm Elliott, twice Commonwealth Games gold medalist, three times national champion. With the Vuelta a España, which has not had a start in Yorkshire yet. We're also joined by Keith Lambert from Bingley, and multiple national champion of Yorkshire. Denise's mum, Beryl Burton, as you know, won 7 world titles and set a world women's record for the 12-hour time trial. So that is some achievement in itself. And we're also delighted to be joined by Sid Barris as well today. You're in for a treat now. I'd like you to take a look at the screens behind me. We're going to look at a brief film of some of these cycling greats in action.
There was a dramatic finish to the 1,470-mile Tour of Britain cycle race. During the final stage from Norwich to Alexandra Palace, a mishap to his cycle nearly robbed the eventual winner of his chance. But a sporting Belgian gave Ken Russell his cycle in exchange. This enabled him to carry on, and in the final sprint he came second to Les Scales, but victory in the Tour was his. Ken was soon brought to the mic, and he guessed at once what that was for.
Do you want me to talk here? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a marvellous reception. I never expected anything like this, and it just proves that cycling has come to stay.
That's a real coup for Yorkshire and a tremendous testament to all of the partners who worked on that bid. British Cycling, UK Sports, DCMS, the team at Welcome to Yorkshire and many local authorities, police, etc. as well. So I thank you all again for that. And so our second edition of the Tour de Yorkshire was only 8 months ago, where we had a record 2 million people at the roadside, a global television audience of 11.5 million people, and the race that, according to independent analysis, generated £60 million for the county's economy on that weekend alone. I'd like to remind everyone of that spectacular second edition. Please take a look at the screens.
Feel your heart, a beating drum. You face the fight and see the light. Your time has come. You and me, a boy and girl. This day is
classified climbs, and all stages from start to finish will be live on television. I will announce each of the stages one by one by giving an overview of the route, and then we'll look at the whole race in its entirety. Stage one, we have called the stage of the coast and wolds, is from Bridlington to Scarborough. Outside Bridlington Spa, a theatre where artists such as the Rolling Stones have performed. We'll go out past the stunning new £25 million East Riding Leisure Centre on the promenade. We'll go into Bridlington Old Town, where the recent movie Dad's Army was shot. And then kilometre zero is at Bessingby, where we've never been before. And we'll go past Bert and Agnes Hall, home of a Grade 1 listed Elizabethan Hall built in 1601. For the first time, we'll go to Driffield, and the good people of Driffield have been asking for us to go for some time. So we will go for the first time to Driffield, one of Yorkshire's great market towns. We'll go through the small village of Water, and a coppice near this quaint village-inspired Davy Cockney's famous painting, Bigger Trees Near Water. We'll go for the first time to Pocklington, where, as I said, we'll have a sprint stage. And then we have a sharp turn at the bottom of Garraby Hill. So the riders will climb up an iconic Yorkshire climb, Garraby Hill, made famous by many things, including David Hockney's paintings. But the sharp right-hand turn at the bottom of the climb means that the riders will basically be doing Garraby Hill from a standing start. You could maybe try that this weekend if you fancy getting on the bike. I can see there's a few of you obviously relishing the thought. We'll then go to Malton, which has now invented itself as the food capital of Yorkshire, with many great businesses there, and we hope to be able to support them by taking the race through Malton. We'll go to Kirby Mispeton, home to one of the UK's top visitor attractions, Flamingoland, which hosts over 1.5 million visitors every year. We'll be delighted to pass that. We'll go to Pickering, home of the North York Moors Railway, which is run by, as you know, 550 volunteers. We'll go past, for the first time, the whole of Hawcombe, a spectacular natural amphitheatre, 400 feet deep and more than half a mile wide, known as the Devil's Punch Bowl. We'll go for the first time to Goatland, known to many of you as Aidensfield from the television series Heartbeat, and we'll have our second climb now, our second King of the Mountains. We'll go for the third time down Blue Bank, which is a very fast and technical descent, and we're going for the third time to Whitby, where we'll do again our second sprint of this stage, up the hill to the Abbey, made famous obviously by Bram Stoker's Dracula. Then we go back to Robin Hood's Bay, down to the sea again and back up on that climb. A very tough climb with a maximum gradient of 25%. That's our third and final King of the Mountains on this particular stage. We're going to Burniston, famed for its prehistoric legacy. Apparently dinosaur footprints have been found on the rocks here. I don't know if we validated the dinosaur footprints, but apparently what's been found there. And we're going to Scarborough to that iconic finish in North Bay where we've finished already before. And we'll go past the new Albemarle Water Park, we'll go past the open air theatre, and we'll go up past the castle before we finish on North Bay, which is a great, becoming one of the most iconic finishes of bike races around the world. And so we're really thrilled to be coming back to that finish there. And I think that makes a really, really stunning first stage, and we should say a big thank you to the children from Flamborough, Hilderthorpe, New Pasture Lane and Bay Primary Schools in Bridlington and Graham School in Scarborough. Thank you very much. that's stage one. Stage two, which will be on Saturday, the 29th of April. Stage one obviously being on Friday, the 28th of April. Stage two is Tadcaster to Harrogate. The theme of this stage is iconic market towns. The stage goes through 36 towns and villages. It has a neutralised section of 4.5 kilometres at the start. The stage is 122 kilometres long. There are two sprints at Knaresborough in Ripon and a King of the Mountains in Lofthouse, which we'll talk about more in a moment. And the total climbs on this flat stage for sprinters of 1,638 metres. Let's take a look at this film. Hotel and pub in Lofthouse, if you know that. Just take a swing and right by that. If you try Garraby Hill, you can try that one as well. See how you get on there. So we'll start in Tadcaster. We're going to come over the newly reopened bridge, which was damaged during the floods, as you know, last Christmas. Tadcaster is home to three historic breweries, Tower, Heineken and Sam Smith's. And we'll head from Tadcaster to Boston Spa. Declared a conservation area in 1969, but now more importantly, the home to a Yorkshire cricketing legend, the great Geoffrey Boycott. We then go from there to Wetherby. We go from Wetherby to the second time to Kirkdeaton, to Little Ribston, to Knaresborough, where we've been for the, this will be our third visit, including the Tour de France, to Knaresborough, where we'll have a sprint along the High Street there. We go from there to Ripley, and from there to Pakenham Bridge, home to the oldest sweet shop in the world, and also home to Yorkshire's only llama trekking centre. I knew I'd seen many of you before. We go up past Galthwaite Reservoir, which is a nature reserve and site of special scientific interest for its wetland birds. We go through Ramsgill, home of the Michelin-starred York Arms. And then, as I say, we come to Lofthouse, which is the only climb on this stage, the Cope de Lofthouse. But it is the highest point on this year's race, at 424 metres above sea level over the 3 days. And we then go to Masson, home of, obviously, Black Sheep and Thixton's breweries. We go, which is the second time we'll have been to Masson, including the Tour de France. We go to West Tanfield, obviously, which was the site of the royal visit around the Tour de France from Prince William and Prince Harry and Kate, obviously, as well. We go to North Stanley, which is home to Lightwater Valley, another great theme park, and to the Ultimate Roller Coaster, the second longest roller coaster in the world. At Ripon, we go to the city of Ripon, which will be our second visit, our first time with the Tour de Yorkshire, but we'll go through the centre of Ripon this time rather than down the bypass, and there'll be a sprint stage there. We then turn right and we head to Fountains Abbey, a UNESCO World Heritage Site housing one of the largest and best preserved monastic ruins in England, built back in 1132. And then we head to Harrogate, where we'll have the same iconic finish that we had for the Tour de France, that outstanding first stage in 2014. And we expect huge crowds again in Parliament Street to welcome the riders there. And we hope this time everyone stays upright on their bikes. But we think that that's a really fantastic stage for the Saturday. And we know that both Tadcaster and Harrogate and all the market towns along the way will do us proud. And we should say a big thank you to the children from Tadcaster Grammar School and John Fisher School in Harrogate. Thank you very much. Incredibly bright, and you'll have worked out by now that therefore that must mean that stage three is Bradford to Fox Valley, Sheffield. Let's take a look at this film of this stage. We've named this stage the Yorkshire Terrier. It is the toughest stage we've done so far, with over 3,500 metres of climbs, guys. Interested? 8 classified climbs, 4 of which come in the final 20 kilometres, to make it incredibly tough indeed. The town, this stage goes through 46 towns and villages, a 10 kilometre neutralised stage at the start right outside of where we are now. The stage is 194 kilometres in duration. 2 sprints at Brighouse and Stocksbridge, and 8 King of the Mountains at Silsden, Howarth, Leaming, Shibden Wall, Deep Car, Wick Twistle, Udenheight, and Middlestones. Total climbs 3,517 metres, if you fancy that. We start here outside City Park, we go in front of City Hall, we go out through the award-winning Lister Park, and we're onto the UNESCO World Heritage Site at Saltaire. And the racing will start just outside of Bayledon. We'll go to Menston, which is the first time we've been to Menston. We'll go right past St Mary's High School there, where some of the original Kaiser Chiefs are from. And then we're going to go to Burley and Wharfdale, which will be our second visit to Burley and Wharfdale. This time we're going to go right down the main street. We're going to go to Ilkley, which will be our third visit to Ilkley, including the Tour de France. A beautiful spa town, home to Yorkshire's only Lido. And we pass another of Yorkshire's Michelin star restaurants, the Box Tree. And then we're going back to our old favourite, Addingham, which is the only village to see the Tour de France pass through twice in 2014. This will be our fourth visit to Addingham. The people of Addingham love cycling, it's just as well, isn't it? We go for the first time to Bolton Abbey. The priory dates back to 1154, and the estate also houses the Yorkshire residence of the Duke and Duchess of Devonshire. We go past Bardon Tower, and we're going to the village of Burnsall, which will be familiar to many of you from the original movie of the Calendar Girls. From there we go to Linton, and then we pick up the main road back towards Skipton. We're going through Rilston, the home of the original Calendar Girls, and we're going to go down the high street again in Skipton, home to its famous castle, which was part of a 3-year siege during the Civil War in 1645. We then head to Silsden, which will be the first of 8 categorised climbs on that day, the Cote de Silsden. We're going to Riddlesden, past East Riddlesden Hall, built in 1642 by James Murgatroyd, and the film set to many great films in Yorkshire. We're going to Keighley, home to the Keighley and Worth Valley Railway, and we're sure that they will want to rival the North York Moors Railway as we get into a bit of a steam train rivalry, which will be marvellous. We're then going to Howarth, and we'll do the second King of the Mountains as we go up the cobbled high street again. Howarth, obviously famous for, in many people's minds, for the literary geniuses of the Bronte sisters. We're going to Oxenhope, which is home to the annual straw race, apparently, where competitors carry a bale of straw 4 kilometres between 5 pubs. Real competitors carry 1 in each arm. We then do our third King of the Mountains, Cote de Leaming, and we come back to Bradford proper, where we come to Queensbury, which will give us great news over Bradford. And then we reach our fourth King of the Mountains of this particular stage, the Cote de Shibden Wall, a fearsome and infamous climb, cobbled climb that's been terrifying cyclists for years, including in the 1988 Tour of Britain. Take a look at this film.
This is still the field breaking up here on this climb. It's turning out to be an excellent climb from the spectator's viewpoint, because the seeing the race much longer. Sean Yates here, a little bit further down the climb, because he's not a climber, he's a very much a strong rider. He's not a specialist in the hill. That's for a much lighter man than Sean Yates. And there you can see the climb down amongst the trees. Look at it closely and you'll see the riders. They're spread out all the way along it.
Well, this ride is, as you can see, Malcolm Elliott there, just behind Chris Lillywhite and Joey McLaughlin, one of the Manios, and Sean Kelly at the front here. The rider's finding the easiest way up. That's obviously a little bit of tarmac that's down the side, preferring to ride on the tarmac and not on the cobbles, because it really is difficult to keep this gear going. Again, a massive gear that the riders have picked today.
So, Scott's reaction to that film. That's the steepest of all of our climbs over the race. It's 13.5%, but you can see in places it'll be an awful lot more than that. to South Warren, made famous by the BAFTA award-winning TV series Last Tango in Halifax. We go for the first time to Brighouse, for the first time to Cleckheaton. We go to Birstall. We're going to go for the second time, including the Tour de France, to Honley, home of the Honley Agricultural Show. And we're going to go to Homeforth again. Homeforth, obviously, it says here, the setting for 37 years and 31 series of Last of the Summer Wine, and also to legendary Yorkshire artist Ashley Jackson. We're going for the first time to Catshaw, which marks our passage into South Yorkshire at the edge of the Peak District National Park. And we're going for the first time to Penistone. And we're thrilled to be going to Penistone, which is the highest market town in our country. And then we go for the first time to Stocksbridge, where there'll be a sprint, which marks the start of a tortuous 22-kilometre circuit, featuring the Coats de Deep Car Wink Twizzle, Union Height, and Minipstons. And all of those climbs must be tackled in the space of 10 kilometres. And the race will end at Fox Valley, a redevelopment of 28-acre former steelwork site, bringing a new town now, a stunning new town, to the north of Sheffield. We should now thank these wonderful school children who stood here very patiently whilst I've been rabbiting on. Thank you very much indeed. From Farnham Primary School in Bradford and Stocksbridge Junior School in Sheffield. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, is your route for the 2017 edition of the Tour de Yorkshire. It's now my great honour to welcome to the stage, to address you, the director of the Tour de France, our co-host in organising the Tour de Yorkshire, Christian Woodham.
Bonjour. Bonjour à toutes et à tous. It's fact here. It looks like Yorkshire. It's the first time ever I'm here in Bradford. I'm very impressed by all the theatres. And thank you for being here. I'm always very happy to be here in Yorkshire. And why? Because here, there is passion for cycling. A huge passion. Huge crowds everywhere. Bunting, my English teacher is here. Bunting is every village. Bicycles painted in blue and yellow. Yorkshire's colours. Enthusiasm. Men and women, girls and boys, everywhere. The champions of your life the champions of your childhood are the champions of your life. That's very important to have children here, pupils. During all their life, they will think about cycling, always. And the heart of cycling, the roots of cycling in the UK are here, thanks to you, Brian. Brian Robinson, the roots of cycling are very important. 1 hour ago, we were on the phone with Andy Rees, who is the owner of the BMC team. And when he came back to Yorkshire for the first edition of Tour de Yorkshire, 1 year after the grandest Grand Départ ever, he wanted to see if in Yorkshire it was just a flash in the pan. Thank you, sir. Do you think it was a flash in the pan in 2014? I don't think so. In God's County, you have outstanding backdrop. Stunning scenery. That's very important. What the champions do is still more important, thanks to the backdrop, from the magnificent coastline, Wellington, Scarborough, Robin Hood's Bay, Whitby, up to the hill. Jack and Jill went up the hill. What's that now? He's a good teacher. To the Yorkshire Dales, but not only. Your county is just beautiful. And you have, and you know that, a very challenging route. Every day, everywhere, anywhere you can go in Yorkshire. That's the brand of Yorkshire. One stage for sprinters, but stages for baroudeurs in French. And that means an unpredictable race. The winner of the Scarborough stage the last 2 years was the overall winner. Lars Petter Nordau, Team Sky, Thomas Vauclair loves Yorkshire. Thomas Vauclair wore 20 days yellow jersey, 10 days in 2004, 10 days in 2011. He loves Yorkshire. He said to you, because it's the truth, he had more encouragement in Yorkshire than in many parts of France. That's the truth. Thank you. So, I'm not sure the winner of the stage, Scarborough stage, will be the overall winner this time, because yes, the last 20 kilometers of stage 3 to Fosse-Vallée-Sheffield are just so tough. I love your steep climb in the car. I love your backdrop scenery. And I love your passion for cycling. Such an appetite for cycling, a growing appetite in Yorkshire for cycling. Women and men. So that's very, very important. So many people, and not only Sir Gary Verity, asked me this morning, and the Tour de France, when? That's the question. I've already answered the question 2 years ago after the Grandes Grand Départ ever. 1 year ago at the press conference, the announcement of the Route 2016. The question is not if, the question is when. And you know why? Because you make us proud. You are proud of your county. I feel your pride for Yorkshire. But you make us proud. I'm a Frenchman, you make me proud, thanks to your passion for cycling. So please, go on. Merci infiniment.
Stories. Tour de France going back to Yorkshire. Which year? Question mark. Which year? When is it available? So, I would now like to ask two of our riders, one former rider, one current rider, to come up here and just give their view of the next edition, the routes that you've just seen. So, will you please welcome Scott Thwaites and Malcolm Elliott, please? So, Scott, you're going to be riding the Tour de Yorkshire next year with your new team, Dimension Data, for the first time for you. What's your take on the routes that you've just seen?
Well, it's definitely tough, that's for sure. I mean, I'm proud to be from Yorkshire, so it's great that we get to go to all parts of the county. And it's a really beautiful route, and I think, as Christian said, it's a very open route for the winner. As far as I'm concerned, as long as I get past my hometown, Billy Morfdale, on that last day, and I'll be happy.
Well, you should do a good start. And standout things that you'd look at on the routes that you've seen?
That cobble climb is obviously fantastic. We've got quite a lot of cobble climbs around here, and I think only Howard's featured in races sort of over the last few years, so it's nice to have another one of those in the route, so I think that'll be very good for the spectators, both at the race and on TV.
And Malcolm, you'll know those hills around that finish in Fox Valley pretty well. What do you make of that final run in the 22-kilometre circuit and those four King of the Mountain climbs very, very close together?
I think it's, first of all, I'm very proud that the race is coming to my home. It's very, very close to my area. The roads, those climbs on that last loop are the climbs that I've used throughout my life for hill climb training, and it makes me proud that the world is going to get to see those roads, because so few people will actually know just how difficult it is, how condensed those climbs are together, as we've said. I've yet to actually properly digest the intricacies of each climb, but I know all of those climbs, and as I said, they are super difficult. To come on the third day in the final of the race, I think we're going to see the GC winner riding probably alone there, because when you think, we've not even factored in weather, the weather could be ugly at that time of year as well, so...
No.
Maybe, put that into the mix also.
Presque.
So it's going to be mayhem. I can't think of any actual words to describe the difficulty of that last stage.
We were talking about this in the office, and we thought maybe the first time they crossed the circuit, there'd be 100 riders together, and by the time we get to the finish line, we thought maybe two or three riders together. Malcolm's just said one. What do you reckon?
Yeah, not many, that's for sure. I think it'll be every man for himself, and yeah, you'll see a lot of people just in survival mode as soon as they go through the finish line the first time.
We have a space in a car if it's of any interest.
I might take you up on that.
And what do you think the teams will do in terms of thinking about these three stages, and then knowing that the road worlds are coming, and knowing that the Tour de France is going to come back again? What do you think that they will
What do you think that they will do? Will they use this as a sort of dress rehearsal?
I think riders just love coming here to the race anyway, so even if we didn't have the worlds and the tour coming back, I think they'd love to come and ride here. And the roads are just so difficult and the crowds are amazing, so yeah, I think you'll see really good field, a lot of riders coming here because they just love the race and love the county so much.
And do you know that climb out the back of Lofthouse? Have you done that one?
I do, yeah. I train there quite a lot actually, and I enjoy it. It's nice when I'm going at my own pace, but it might not be so nice in the race.
Ladies and gentlemen, we give a big round of applause, please. Now, it's my pleasure. And the time has come in the proceedings to introduce to you the ASDA Tour de Yorkshire Women's Race for 2017. This year, for the first time, we made sure the women had a complete parity with the men's race in terms of the parkour. And next year will be exactly the same. They'll be tackling the 122.5 km stage 2 from Tadcaster to Harrogate on the morning of the Saturday, the 29th of April. It can be exactly the same start and finish, and we'll have the climbers in Lofthouse as well at the back of the Crown Hotel there. If you just take a look at this slide, you'll see that that's the stage that you've already seen. There'll be two sprints at Knaresborough and Ripon, and as I say, a Queen of the Mountains at Lofthouse. And once again, the women's race will be one of the most lucrative races in the world, with prize money of £50,000. It's my great pleasure now to welcome to the stage Becky Womersley, who is the granddaughter of the great legendary Brian Robinson, and her drops teammate Annie Simpson, Grace Gardner, who will ride the Wiggle High Five next season, and former women's champion Denise Burton Cole. Can I invite you up? Now, who wants to go first? What do we make of the stage?
I was lucky enough to actually drive around it a couple of months ago, and it's tough, it's really tough, which is good for women's cycling, it's what we need. I think a lot of emphasis is on that big climb, but actually the roll to Harrogate after is just as hard, up and down all the time, and I don't know if it'll be that big bunch sprint that we saw this year. Mm-hmm.
And what do you make of that climb at Lofthouse?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a tough one. Yeah, like we said, last year it was a big sprint finish, and we saw Kirsten Wild take the win there. And I think, yeah, the women's cycling has took a massive step forward, and I think it's going to be a very aggressive race. So yeah, we probably won't see a bunch sprint there.
And we're going to be live on television for the whole race. We have a special plane coming. How important is that for women's cycling to get that kind of exposure?
Yeah, I think it's a massive step really. It's what women's cycling needs, and it needs that step just to make it a little bit closer to where the men's is at the moment. So yeah, I think it's going to be great.
And Denise, you've ridden some of the stage. What do you make of it?
I have ridden it, yeah, and I wish I was 40 years younger. But yeah, it's a fantastic stage. The hill is a tough one. And I would advise, if the girls have not found the climbing legs yet, find them this winter.
What would your mum make of that stage?
She would love it. I mean, we both would have done it. It would have been our kind of course. And the distance is good for the severity of the hills. It's brilliant, yeah.
Good. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for our ladies. Thank you. Now, this year's Public Sport Eve was a huge success, with over 6,000 riders taking part and places selling out in just a few hours. And I'm pleased to announce that the Maserati Tour de Yorkshire ride will be back again next year. And I'd like to welcome Nick Rusling to the stage, the CEO of Human Race, to tell us all about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gary. And what an honour and privilege to be part of this spectacular, truly international, world-class cycling extravaganza. We organise the mass participation component. We've heard about the Tour de Yorkshire ride, we've heard about the women's ride, and there's also the ability for the masses, the public, to be part of this extraordinary experience that is not replicated anywhere else. And the event will take place on the Sunday, so it is the 30th of April, and the way we organise it is to make the most of everything that you've seen so that people on their bikes of all abilities can come and get a feel, get a touch of what Yorkshire provides, which is the passion for cycling, and also what the professionals will be going through, which is a little bit of pain, I think we've heard, which is a good thing. So, as we said, it will be all abilities will be taking part, and they'll be doing so starting and finishing at Fox Valley. So year one, we did that from Leeds. Year two, we did it from Scarborough. And this year, next year, 2017 edition, everyone will be starting and finishing at Fox Valley and going out onto the route, which I will explain. Now, each year, we, as organisers of this mass participation sportive, get different roads to look at within Yorkshire. And we've heard all about just all these incredible parts of Yorkshire. So what it means is, as organisers, we get to discover all corners, all angles of this great county. My father was from Huddersfield, so it's a huge privilege to be able to do this. And this year we'll be in both West and South Yorkshire for thousands of riders taking in these roads. Each year we get to work with councils who are phenomenally supportive. Again, as organisers, Human Race, we do 30 events around the country, cycling, running, and triathlons. And we don't work with councils genuinely and police forces who offer us as much support in trying to make this a special, special event for the thousands of people, as well as the professionals, as well as the members of the public and the TV viewers. So we thank you every single time when we come to you with our problems and we come to you to get solutions, to enable riders to get out on the roads, that those solutions are always there. The council's genuinely, we've heard about this great county, to help facilitate these events is also an amazing skill and requires a lot of passion. What we provide, even though we get the differences of roads every year, is the ability for the masses to come out. So I urge all towns who are going to be part of the route to come out and support. Because for riders who are often on their own or in small groups to come out and be cheered along, then to go through a finish line, which a few hours later the professionals will be going through, is a unique experience. And again, Yorkshire does this in a way that no one else does. This event for the amateurs has become a bucket list event, a must-do event in the calendar that people will block off, as we've heard, months and months and months in advance. We work with charities. We're going to be supporting a huge range of charities, people fundraising for this as well, both national and local charities, which is a great aspect of British culture to do that type of fundraising through these types of events. So what we've got in terms of a route, we're going to be three different length rides. There'll be a 100-kilometre ride, a 75-kilometre ride, and a 45-kilometre ride, within which, for the 45-kilometre ride, we're going to be doing a women's only component called a cycletta. So people get intimidated by all these men in Lycra, then that we found that's a really nice way to embrace more people to get involved. So all that we'll be taking in, as I said, from Fox Valley, we'll be going to Kirklees, Barnsley, Sheffield, we're going through Holmfirth, Honley, Silkstone, Penistone, Worrell, High Bradfield. These are all parts of Yorkshire's cycling legacy, the jigsaw puzzle that is Yorkshire's cycling history. We're taking stages or aspects of the stage three from the Tour de Yorkshire 2017, and we're going to be taking in various aspects from the Tour de France also in 2014. So all in all, charity places are now open from today. And from the middle of January, public places will be available. We're trying to encourage as many people to do so for charity over the next 6 weeks. Public places will then be open in the middle of January. So it's a big thank you. This is a third key component, so hopefully everyone in the media, please write up about this aspect, because it enables people up and down the country. 50% tend to come from Yorkshire, 50% from overseas and all over Britain. So the more we tell them about how they can get involved, the more they'll come and travel and be part of this great event. So thank you very much. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. you, Nick. Now, I'm really pleased to be able to announce that our charity partner for next year's Tour de Yorkshire is the Alzheimer's Society. Yeah. And I'd like to ask Catherine Smith, who is the Operations Director for the Alzheimer's Society, just to come and say a few words. Thank you very much.
So Alzheimer's Society are the UK's leading dementia support and research charity, and we're working to change the face of dementia research, demonstrating best practice in support and care to make sure that people really do get the support they need to live the lives that they want to live in their own communities. Ultimately, we're fighting for a world without dementia. We applied to become the Tour de Yorkshire's charity partner because we knew that this vibrant international event would be an incredible platform for us to be able to raise awareness of dementia as well as to continue to raise vital funds to support those affected by dementia. 2017 will be an important and exciting year for Alzheimer's Society. We're looking to build on the incredible work we've done alongside and for people with dementia and looking to vastly increase our impact and our reach. This partnership should enable us to engage with new audiences across Yorkshire and beyond, and new relationships which will build to provide us with an incredible legacy of support which we can nurture in the months and years to follow. In Yorkshire, the services that we provide currently rely on nearly £800,000 of voluntary income and extensive volunteer engagement. This partner, the awareness and support we get and the funds we raise through this partnership will help us to ensure the comprehensive support that we do provide to the over 100,000 residents living with dementia in Yorkshire and their families and people affected by their dementia can continue, and that we give them a better support and better life through our care, our campaigning and our research. We're going to be recruiting in excess of 1,000 volunteers to support us in our fundraising efforts, and these volunteers will have the opportunity to be involved in a variety of ways, including collections along the route and with various other fundraising events which we will develop. We're going to be working with our existing corporate partners and also looking to build new relationships with other businesses and partners across Yorkshire and nationally. We want to engage local communities, groups and individuals to inspire them to get involved, to plan their own fundraising and awareness raising activity, and to be able to tell their own stories about how dementia has impacted them. At Alzheimer's Society, we know that dementia is a big issue, and that's why we're calling on everybody involved in the Tour de Yorkshire to come along and join our dementia-friendly movement. So from the cyclists, to the spectators, to the businesses that are involved, we want you to help to join us. Regardless of your age, your background or your profession, everyone has their part to play in the fight against dementia. And we're hoping that this partnership with Tour de Yorkshire 2017 will really help us to spread that vital message. So thank you.
Sure that you will share my excitement about the next edition of the race, which will also include a much larger publicity caravan with over 20 vehicles involved this next year, filled with our main partners and sponsors, which will travel ahead of the race, giving out gifts and surprises, and will stop at certain points along the route as well. All will be revealed in the new year where these stopping points will be. We'll also have our ambassadors tour again with many of the cycling legends who are here today and more as well, who again will travel ahead and engage with the crowd as we did so successfully this time. And the tour makers are back. So for the third time, we are calling on the volunteers of Yorkshire to help welcome spectators and riders to the race. And we've over 1,000 tour makers signed up so far, and we are recruiting more. So a big cheer please for our tour makers who are here today. A series series of community and business roadshows to help Yorkshire welcome and celebrate the tour. You can find out the ones that are near you if you go to our website, thetouryorkshire.com/roadshows, or speak to any of the fantastic team from Welcome to Yorkshire. They'll happily tell you about that. And I'd also wonder if you'd be kind enough to give a big cheer for the team and children from the B-Cycle and Bradford Trident bike libraries who've joined us today. They're two of over 40 bike libraries across Yorkshire. And again, we should thank our friends from Yorkshire Bank who sponsor those bike libraries. And I'd like to take this opportunity as well to thank all of the local authorities and partners along the route who have supported the race and who have supported us particularly today here, obviously in Bradford. And if I could ask, before we break, all of the school children to just follow Christian and I outside. Apparently we're going to do a photograph. Thank you all very much indeed. I hope you have a great morning.